this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hello again, listener. Once again, you're joining us for another ear full of cheese here on Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And, oh, wow, we got a pile of cheese. Actually, it's not so much cheese. It's more about the kazoo. You know about the kazoo, Daffodil.
Yes, we have played kazoo before.
Well, we're going to feature a kazoo album by the Kaminsky International Kazoo Quartet.
Oh my.
Yes,
that
yes.
That sounds very, very serious and professional.
Oh yes, absolutely. On top of that, we go a little silly with a Canadian prime minister.
Premier.
I always mix that up.
It's kind of like governor.
Okay. Premier of a Canadian province cut a record.
The first premier of the particular province got a record.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. We're going to feature that on Why Do You Want to Play That? That's why we want to play it. A Canadian premier? Prime minister? Whatever.
No, prime minister's the guy in charge of the whole country. Premier's only in charge of one province.
Oh, I didn't take civics class in school.
Missed out on a lot.
Yeah, and government and all that. I always mix them up. I'm sorry. But we're starting off with some fun stuff by Terry Snyder and the All-Stars. We don't know who the All-Stars are, but...
They keep Terry Snyder company.
Yeah, exactly. La Cucaracha coming up shortly, but we're starting off with Rocka Bongo Boogie. Yeah, that's what it is on...
Cheese Please.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Good cheese, ham and bear.
Cheese, please.
Cheese Please with Terry Snyder and the All-Stars and La Cucaracha, a famous Mexican song. And before that, Rocka Bongo Boogie. They like the bongos, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Terry Snyder and the All-Stars. I probably know who the All-Stars are, but I don't have the album in front of me. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Known as Cheese Please, absolutely. And we're featuring an album we found, you know, the usual place, thrift stores, attics, yard sales, that sort of thing, that is focused on the Kaminsky International Kazoo Quartet. You know the kazoo. That's about as close as I can do for an imitation of a kazoo. What?
They played the Alice Tully Hall in New York City in 1977.
Whoa, so this is a big deal. Here I am being a total idiot about these people, and the kazoo is a big deal.
Apparently it is.
Oh, well.
And in fact, it was in March.
March? Okay.
And they were playing to honor the invention of the kazoo.
Okay. And they played a hall, and they were very serious about this.
Yes.
And eventually, about a year later, they came up with this album for the Kaminsky International Kazoo Quartet.
Yes, it's very interesting.
We're going to play some songs from them. We're going to play 4 songs from the album.
Because kazoo is a very short song, because you can only hum so much.
Yeah, so we're going to cram 4 in. Shortly, we'll hear the Long Ranger's Revenge, Kazoobie Doobie Doo, a little later on. But our first set is with Robert Kazooman and a very jolly farmer coming up shortly. But hey, this is the drinking song from the Student Blintz. I'm just reading the titles.
I know.
Right here on
Cheese Please.
Cheesy would be something like
Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
The word genius and the word cheesy is thrown around a little bit too much, but they really embody both.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
The kind of camp cheesy.
Cheese please.
Thank you.
Oh, don't do that.
Sorry.
You sound as crazy as they do.
Oh, sorry. Well, you should know by now. I am a little nuts. Robert Kazuman and the Very Jolly Farmer. And before that, the drinking song from the Student Blitz by the Kaminsky International Kazoo Quartet. As we profile their album here on the show this week, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we're going to play two more.
Oh, yes, we are, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
What are we playing?
We're going to have the Long Ranger's Revenge with Toronto Kaminsky coming up shortly.
Yes.
But we're starting off with the Zooby Dooby Doo with Belly Joe and Jelly Doe Kaminsky.
Oh, wow. Can you say that five times fast?
No, not on Cheese, Please.
Okay.
Then I reached down and turned on my CB radio.
Riding down the highway, playing my kazoo, waving to my neighbors, happy doody doo, talking on my CB, yakety yakety yak, playing, waving, talking, coast to coast and back. Dooby 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 doo, dooby dooby doo, dooby 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 doo, playing my kazoo.
Well, I was listening, and then I heard somebody say,
breaker, breaker, 1-9, how's the bears today? Southbound Smokey on the move, headed out your way. What's your handle, partner? What's that? What do you say? You're talking to a Superman. Have a real good day. Dooby 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 doo, dooby dooby doo, dooby 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 doo, playing my kazoo.
Well, I won't tell you, it gets right lonesome out here in the middle of the night.
While passing away the hours, tooting my kazoo, talking to my CB friends, finding out what's new. Mercy goodness on the air, doodly-oodly-oo.
It's Smokey Bear himself, I swear,
playing old kazoo. Dooby-dooby-dooby-doo, dooby-dooby-doo, dooby-dooby-dooby-doo.
Please, hi-ho, Silver! With the Lone Ranger's Revenge and Toronto Kaminsky. And before that, we had Kazooby Dooby Doo by Belly Joe and the Jell Doe Kaminsky. Right, Daffodil?
That's what you're saying, so that's what I'm agreeing with.
That reminds me of the landscaping company that called themselves the Lawn Ranger a few years ago.
Yes, there's a few of those around.
Oh, that wasn't very creative, but you know, it gets them thinking.
Yes, it does.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week, and really kazooing things this week as we end off our profile on the Kaminsky International Kazoo Quartet, and we move on to this.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Well, he was a provincial
premier.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
He was the first provincial premier of Newfoundland on April 1st, 1949, when they joined Canada.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He was the first guy.
He was the first premier.
Oh. And then he retired when?
Well, he was premier until 1972.
Oh, really?
Yes.
49 to 72. Well,
yes,
let's see.
He was premier for a very long time.
Let's see. Carry the one and put the two in front of the 49, 59, 60. Wow, yeah, that's like 23 years.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay. I had to think about that for a minute.
He was very charismatic and controversial.
Oh, controversial.
Yeah, he had a lot of strong opinions.
Uh-oh.
He was born in 1900.
Wow.
And so, he was 91 when he died.
So he cut this record. This came out in, he must have been in his 70s or 80s when he cut this record.
Probably.
Wow. I believe. I don't know why he did it. We don't
understand
why.
Nobody knows why. But he also, they did some documentaries on him, some other things.
Oh, so okay.
The guy might have had something to do with that.
The guy's name was Joey Smallwood, if you want to Google him, if you're curious about him.
Yeah.
And he cut this record. With a bit of a beat, a bit of a music behind it. It's pretty much spoken word, but it's still kind of fun. And that's why we're playing it. Like you would buy in Newfoundland. On
Cheese Please!
Last Saturday night, I was invited by an old-time friend of mine to eat his lobster salad and drink his beer and wine. We drank a toast onto each other until the hour of two. Me head was a kind of shaky and me legs was shaky too.
Like you would.
But anyhow, I staggered home and I think my prayers I said. But anyway, I was paralyzed when I got into bed. I dreamt I died and went to heaven and met St. Peter at the gate. And I found repentance for me was just a bit too late.
Like you would.
You go out, St. Peter said. You know you can't come in. You know you'll have to suffer for your awful gluttonous sin. Just then I turned away to hide me grief and shame, and I saw St. Peter's clerk close by. He wrote lost above me name.
Like you would.
The next there came was an old maid. She was bound to have her say, and she addressed St. Peter in a peculiar sort of way. Oh, goodly Father Peter, I come to you at last, and one request I ask of you, if you would let me pass.
Like you would.
Oh, blessed Father, please, oh, won't you let me in and give me a nice little place to myself, away from those naughty men? You go out, St. Peter said. No angels have gray hairs. You got no sons nor daughters, so you can't come in here.
Like you would.
The poor old maid, she turned away forever to repine. Like me and all the rest of us, she entered in the line. Now next there came was Paddy, yes, a son of old Aaron's Isle. And he addressed St. Peter with a loving, gracious smile.
Like you would.
Is this yourself, St. Peter? You're looking so nice and sweet. Open the door and let me in and show me to me seat. Oh, no, me boy. Your case, like the rest, must be tried. You have to show a pass for it before you get inside.
Like you would.
Hurry up, St. Peter. Oh, for supper, I'll be late. He then took off his old slouch hat and threw it inside the gate. Go get that hat, St. Peter said, you sacrilegious slouch. Pat ran in and closed the gate and locked St. Peter out.
Like you would.
It was through the keyhole, Patty cried. I'm skipper now, you see. Now I'll give you the keys, St. Peter, if you'll set all Ireland free. Now when I awoke, me head was jammed between the bed and wall. Me feet were tangled in the quilts. 'Twas those lobsters done it all.
Like you would.
Like you would. That's it, see, boy. Yep. It's all you can do, you know.
Yeah!
I dies at you.
Radio goes with life. A salt and pepper, a fork and knife. Radio goes with life.
Cheese.
Please, with immortalist lads and Sputnik Spike from outer space on the
you
show this week.
You didn't even tell me you were playing my last.
Last minute addition, Daffy. I'm sorry, I didn't
so
update your list.
You wanted to surprise me.
Well, sure, if you want to think that, I'm not going to argue, but...
I am very surprised.
Good, I didn't update your list. I'm sorry, it was a last minute change. And before that, we had... Newfoundland Premier Joey Smallwood in his, I don't know, he's probably in the 70s or 80s when he cut Like You Would. All I can say is Newfoundland has a particular culture all its own.
100%.
And if you want to Google, find out more about Newfoundland, I'd encourage you to do that because they talk like that,
I guess. And there was a whole Broadway show come from away about Newfoundland.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's how much I know. My name is Snarfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and we have reached the end of yet another show.
Oh, time to open the bunker.
Open it up.
Pneumatic tube. Oh! I'm too close to it.
You are.
Here, I'll open the door, though. Here we go. Okay, and I take off the... I get the tube here.
There, see? I get the tube.
And I'll take the piece of paper, and we're going to play... Alan Sherman.
Okay.
And my son, the vampire.
Okay.
Because we can.
Well, everything we do is because we can.
Exactly. We're not waiting till Halloween. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Come back next week for more shenanigans.
Blue!
son, the vampire, he'll make you a wreck. Every time he kisses you, there'll be two holes in your neck. Blow! Blow! My son, the vampire, he will leave you pale. All he does is drink your blood, 'cause he don't like ginger ale. When they see him, people scream and they yell. And they scream and yell, 'cause they're scared as heck that he'll say, blow! Blow! My son, the vampire, he's a total loss. And if you should meet with him, do not drink or eat with him. Run if he takes out his dental floss. 'Cause my son, the vampire, ain't collecting it for the Red Cross. He wants blow. He needs blow. He drinks blow. Doesn't everybody have a glass? It's delicious. Yum, yum. It's blue.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.